Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 8th of September. Looking upon Him. After Christ committed His Spirit into the hands of the Father, His lifeless body remained nailed to the cross. A soldier pierced His side with a spear, and immediately blood and water gushed from His side. The Apostle John explained that this fulfilled the word of the Lord brought by the prophet Zechariah, who declared, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced." Evidently, the spirit of grace and supplication was poured out with the blood and water that gushed from the broken heart of Christ. The Holy Spirit, in fellowship with the Father and the Son, was able to take our sinful action of crucifying and piercing Christ and make it the means by which the life of God would flow from the heart of Christ as the source of eternal life. The Spirit of grace and supplication is the means by which the water and blood are applied to the life of a person by the Holy Spirit, who is symbolized in the Scriptures as hyssop. In the first instance, the Spirit of grace and supplication causes us to look on Him whom we, along with the soldier, pierced, and into whose hands and feet we drove the nails to crucify the Lord of glory. By the word of the cross, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, our heart is divided and cut open by the word of God, joining us to the pierced, broken heart of Christ. As we meet Christ, broken heart to broken heart, and eye to eye, we are able to see our own sin and our accountability for the death of Jesus. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 19, verse 34, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, John chapter 19, verse 37, Acts chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 7 and 8 and Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For further study, Zechariah chapter 12.